It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and this morning we're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health, and we're going to visit with Crystal Dreets. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
So how's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Okay, that's good. It's always good to have a good day, right?
Yeah.
Well, Crystal, why don't you tell us what your job title is and tell us a little bit about yourself.
I just started over at CCM in Montevideo as their psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. I am originally from the Canby area. I live over there with my husband. We have 5 kids together, so we're pretty busy on the side doing all the fun sports and everything like that. I just started last week.
Okay, where'd you go to high school in the area too?
Yeah, so I went to high school in Mineota.
Oh.
So don't always like to say that coming from Canby, but we make it work.
There you go. And college education?
Yeah, so I did my nursing degree. I started with my LPN, went to RN, worked up the ladder, did my bachelor's degree through Walden University and really liked the university. So I stayed there and did my master's. Which leads me to my mental health nurse practitioner degree.
Okay. So 5 children, husband, busy mom then, and a career. You sleep at all?
I do, you know, and even to top that all off, we own the gym in Canby as well named Crave. So, yeah, it gets busy, but...
Okay. Oh, you're the owner of Crave. That's right. I forgot about that. That's awesome. How's that going for you?
Good. It's always busy.
Yeah, I see quite a few posts from my friends in Canby that attend there, and they really enjoy it. So.
Yeah, well, thanks.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about your job, psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. Well, what exactly is that, Crystal?
So a mental health nurse practitioner is a licensed and board-certified nurse practitioner. Who specializes in mental health. So I can see and provide psychiatric care for any patients with mental illness or a potential mental illness. So I basically, throughout the appointment, I assess the patient and then diagnose them with whatever mental health illness that they might have. And then we talk about how to treat the illness.
Okay. Yeah. So talk a little bit about the mental health issue today. It's really come to the forefront, hasn't it? More people are talking about it. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's a great thing that people are talking about it because we're hoping to reduce the stigma a little bit. You know, back 30, 40 years ago, it wasn't talked about. So now, you know, it's becoming on the forefront. And with the COVID pandemic, it really just, you know, spiraled and got, you know, a lot of people started talking about it then. And then that's kind of when I noticed I wanted to go to school for mental health nurse practitioner because I saw what an impact the COVID pandemic really had on everybody.
Mm.
So, you know, just being able to treat people and make them feel like at their baseline and make them feel like they can get through the day-to-day is kind of what the goal is. So,
mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. So talk a little bit about, a first meeting with a client. How does that go and what do you discuss? And talk a little bit about that, too, about the first meeting that people would have with you. How does that work?
Sure, yeah. So anyone can refer themselves to me. I don't need to have them see, like, their primary care doctor, and then their primary care doctor would have to refer them. That's not the case. So anyone can see me, which is really nice. During that first appointment, we really look at a lot of the history of the patient. I ask quite a few questions. It gets to be about an hour long. We talk about kind of what they're going through, if they've tried anything in the past, what kind of alleviates the symptoms, what makes them worse. And then we kind of talk about, you know, what does the patient prefer to do with their mental health. Some people choose medication, some people don't. Some people like therapy, some people don't. Some people like, you know, the other non-pharmacological aspects, such as like working on exercise, working on their diet, working on other things. So we kind of look at the whole picture and decide how we want to treat the patient.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Patients have the choice of doing it different ways then with mental health, huh?
Yeah, you know, mental health isn't just always medications, or it just isn't always therapy. It's usually a whole gamut of things. So we like to work on it all rather than just throw medication at them or throw therapy, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. So they meet with you on an ongoing basis then, some of your clients?
Typically after that first appointment, I usually do a follow-up. And then, you know, based on how the patient does in the future, it would kind of depend on how often I would need to see them, if I would need to see them. Sometimes I'll do a referral to therapy. I do a little bit of therapy during the appointment, but most of it's referred out to an actual therapist that can see them on a more ongoing basis. So I would do more of the medications, if any, and then that care plan that we kind of develop and talk through that.
Okay. Can you talk about some of the medicines that are available for mental health patients, some that work well, or is it a general type thing or specific medicines?
Yeah, honestly, every patient is different. Of course, there's medications. We have the antidepressants, the anxiety medications. We have mood stabilizers. We have antipsychotics. We have over-the-counter medications, herbal medications. And it really depends on what the patient A, prefers, and B, what really works. So sometimes it's a trial and error basis where we don't get the right one right away, but we keep trying and try to make sure that the patient gets to that normal baseline for them.
So who can see you, and who can benefit from seeing you, Crystal?
Yeah, so anyone that feels like they might have a problem with their mental health or has had a problem in the past and it's maybe kind of starting to rear its ugly head again. In my practice right now, I see all age ranges. So I can see anyone from, 6 years old to 80, 90 years old. So, you know, mental health doesn't have an age limit. So some of the things that we do, some of the things that I see would be things like ADHD, depression, anxiety, sometimes eating disorders, bipolar disorder, psychosis. There's several different things that I see. So anyone that feels like they might be suffering from that can definitely see me.
Okay. So how can people set up an appointment with you, Crystal?
Yeah. So, like I said before, anyone can set up an appointment. They don't need to go through their primary care doctor or another doctor to see me first, like some of the specialties. Generally, it's covered by insurance, just like any other office visit would be. And then I can see patients via telehealth over the computer. And then I oftentimes see them in person. And sometimes I see them one appointment, I'll see them in person. The next, I'll see them via telehealth. So Okay. That's also a nice way to go.
Yeah, telehealth is really becoming more and more, right?
Yeah, you know, and honestly, sometimes I think people prefer it. It's just a little bit easier not to have to travel, or if maybe somebody's not from the Montevideo area and wants to see a practitioner. And, you know, mental health is kind of something that a lot of people don't want it known that they're seeing a practitioner. Mm-hmm. So if they're from another town, they might look for a practitioner in a different town. So the nice thing is that they can see me via telehealth.
All right. If you're just joining us on Wellness Wednesday, we're visiting with Crystal Dreetz from CCM Health. Crystal is a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. And Crystal, what do you like? You've been, how long have you been with CCM Health? You said you just kind of started, right?
Yeah, so about a week and a half. Okay. I did my schooling through CCM Health. So a lot of the patients that have seen me saw me when I was doing my practicums. As well. So CCM Health was really great about letting me do my schooling there, too.
Okay. Well, what do you like about your job? Well, first of all, why did you get into this?
Sure, yeah. You know, honestly, kind of my first, you know, I knew I had a knack for mental health when I worked over at another clinic nearby. Mm-hmm. I worked with a provider that saw a lot of the mental health issues for patients, and I just knew right then I had a knack for it. So that felt really good. And then I took a job working from home, and during that time the pandemic happened, of course, and I could see even my family members suffering, and you know, different, my grandparents suffering from their mental health, and I thought, you know, it's my time to help make a difference rather than just working from home. I feel like I need to make a difference. So that's why I decided mental health, and I went back to school and just finished. So yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, congratulations on that. And I know it's only been a week and a half, but what do you like about working at CCM Health?
Yeah. You know, honestly, it's been great so far. I like the flexibility that, you know, of being able to see patients via telehealth or in person. And I just really enjoy meeting the community and the workers there and also the patients.
Okay. All right. Well, Crystal, anything else you'd like to add this morning on Wellness Wednesday that we didn't touch on? Did we touch on about everything?
I think so, except for some people might be wondering what days I'm in office or what days I do telehealth. So I'm always in office at CCM Health on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And then I see telehealth patients on those other days of the week. So.
Okay. And once again, they can just contact CCM Health and set up an appointment with you, right?
So you can call CCM Health for an appointment. The number is 320-269-8877 to set up an appointment. Or you can visit ccmhealthmn.com, the website, for more information.
All right, Crystal, thank you very much for being on Wellness Wednesday with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much, Paul.
Yep, that's Crystal Dreetz, psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner with CCM Health. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.